Hi, my friends. Thank you for joining me again for another recipe for survival and my second podcast. And today I'm going to make Tuscan bread soup because I have all the ingredients from having made eggs in purgatory and I've been living on it for days. It's as simple as, again, maybe four ingredients. Garlic clove, half an onion, minced, medium good dice. And a stale and a loaf of stale bread, which you'll always have around. I always do. And a jar of tomato sauce. And then you can use broth, wine. I don't like to cook with water, but, to moisten the bread. So I've been using this beautiful white wine that I have lately. And that's worked well. Otherwise, I use a broth. And I actually have added some milk because I had some in the house. So let's get started by first, I'm peeling the onion. I hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Horizontal slices across the half of the onion that I have. When I started Recipes for Survival, the cooking shows did not show you how to cut an onion until I did. And then across the top, vertical slices. Go across and get the diced onions. Should you have any questions, I can always be reached on 917-544-4954. And, I have a beautiful book on Audible, recipes number 4, survival. Make it on your own. Okay, so these onions are getting very pungent. And I should say, I'm going to light a candle because I have found that candles help alleviate that sting in your eyes when you're chopping onions. I have candles under here. I'm opening my kitchen, under my kitchen sink, we'll get a candle. You know what, I'm gonna use 2 tea lights. That's the first thing I grabbed. They're always good to keep around. I think I got a bag of them at IKEA. Oh, wow. Oh, it's a friend. It's not, a stranger with a number that looks like mine. Hey, Ferno. Good man, what's going on? Happy snow day. Borrow a cup of internet. Come on over. I'm making Tuscan bread soup. And it is so beautiful here. You have to come look out the window at the Miracle Garden. Come on over. All right, I'm using one, so you certainly can. Yeah, anytime, I'm here. Thanks, see you, bye. All right, Fern's coming over. Now, let's get the pot hot and get this going so you can go for your walk. How's that, sweet pie? Are you stretching and you really need to go for a walk as it is right now? Yes, you need to go for a walk. We'll wait for Fern to come over and then so you want to add some oil to the bottom of a good heavy-bottomed pot. So there's some oil in there. And now carry on and get the onions into the pot. Perfectly diced onions. And then I'm going to mince up this garlic clove, 1, 2, 3. I'm actually just using one because it's quite large, the garlic clove. And now I'm one, two, 3. This will take no time at all. What I do again with the garlic clove, I put slices in it and cut across to get it well minced. That's it. The one thing I can't stand about doing this is busting up the stale baguette. And what I'm doing now is I'm shaking some red hot pepper flakes into the onions and garlic that are simmering off in some seasoned olive oil.
With some salt of the earth.
And then I'm crumpling this in the bag and pouring the stale bits into the pot. Then we're going to add about a cup of white wine. Or, like I said, you could use broth or water. Whoa! Oh my God, the candle just lit the paper bag. Oh, that's good. We got a fire in the house. That's fantastic. Well, it's out. That's what I learned from my STCW training. Well, that's so funny. The paper bag that the baguette was in just caught fire. And I know Rhodey has to go. I can tell he's doing his down dog. So I'm going to get this going, get Fern set up, take a walk, and come back and have soup. Ugh, one of these pieces is being very difficult to break. I don't take the crust off. I just put it in. I'll get a picture of this at this point. Okay. Stir that. Okay. And now I'm putting about, really, a cup of wine. Not a whole cup, maybe, just because it's, well, now it's for two. I was making this for one, but that's it. Enough that the liquid is going to start to soften the bread. Now I'm going to put a top on the pot. Let that sit for a minute. And we'll be right back with you. This is cooking down beautifully. I'm turning the flame down, and I'm actually going to add
some water to the tomato sauce jar.
And I've got this beautiful piece of Parmesan cheese that a friend of mine left me when she moved back to Firenze, which is another reason why I've been making this dish. Yeah, it's a Tuscan bread soup. I'm eating a piece of the stale bread that popped out of the soup at me. I'm gonna let this simmer up for a minute. Get Rhodey ready for his walk. We'll be right back with you. Thanks for joining me again for another recipe for survival Tuscan bread soup. So now I've got to put my snow boots on and get Rhodey out of here on top of making a soup. Okay, we're getting ready. We're getting ready. It's so snowy out. And you're putting your boots on too. So, like the airplane, put your mask on first, then your child's. So I'm putting my boots on, then yours. Okay? There we go. Hey. Okay, you want to go greet Fern? Rhodey, come on. Come on up. Come on, sweet pie. Rhodey, come on up. Rhodey, stop.
Let me see you.
Come on, come on. Come on up. It's Fern.
What's that?
It's so noisy.
Oh, is that Kimberly?
Yeah.
Look who it is. Look who it is. Hi, say hi to Fern. Say hi to Fern.
Hello, hello. So happy to see you.
Come on.
Good boy.
No, I'm so good. So Fern, the soup's made. Are you hungry now?
I'm
starving.
Okay, well,
so you want
to
eat too?
I
have to.
Walk,
yeah.
You're gonna come back.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I'll wait when you
It's not
back.
That bad. It's not that bad out, is it?
No, it's just snowing. I don't know. People are crazy.
I think that's it. I'm gonna turn this off. Look how it looks.
Oh my God, look at it. It's gorgeous.
Killer, right? And look at this piece of Parmesan.
Killer.
A friend of mine moved, sublet our apartment. She moved to Florence. So I've been like fucking making Tuscan bread soup for days.
It looks beautiful. Smells delicious.
But wait, this 6-minute egg is going to be the best part. We're having wine.
Yeah.
Snow day.
It's a snow day.
But look at these dumb glasses.
No, they're fine.
It's fine, right? Somebody would think it matches.
It does.
It does.
It's in a Tuscan color.
Yeah. Palette. Actually, we'll have to get a picture of the table setting. Oh my God, I have to have it really hot. And 6-minute egg on top. What could be better than on a snow day? And you got all your work, or you got some of your work done, right?
I completed my mission.
Your cup of internet.
My cup of internet. I came here for a mere cup of internet, and here's what I get.
Right.
Some beautiful.
The best lunch that there is. The best lunch that there is. I am so hungry. Okay. The sound of two. Yeah. Here. Bottle opener. Oh, wait. Just finish the one I have.
Okay.
Because that's cold.
Okay.
Put that in the fridge for the time being.
Will do.
Here's the sound of a 6-minute egg cracking. I think we should have the sound of the eggs boiling. So that's it. That's it.
So what is in this beautiful, beautiful soup?
Oh, first of all, the reason why I did it is because my first podcast was Eggs in Purgatory, right?
Oh, right.
The Sound of Two Eggs Poaching. That's the name of the show, right?
Right.
So then I'm like, oh, well, I have this bottle of tomato sauce, and I had the Parmesan from my friend that moved.
Oh, yum.
So I'm like, and the stale loaf of bread. So I'm like, I'm making Tuscan bread soup. But I have to find the name that I know. It's called like Papa Pomodoro, the Italian name.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've done it. I've done this before. You know, it's on my blog.
Right.
Because it's one of my favorite dishes.
Oh, my God. Look at
that. I must make it once a week. Just take a spoon. Tell me how it is.
Okay, I'll take a spoon.
You know
it just
spoon
looks
up there. Oh, good. That's perfect.
Or I'll take a spoon up there. There's not.
I hope the egg is perfect.
It doesn't matter. It's such a beautiful
sit down
color.
You can't eat standing up.
Okay.
Can't
you're as a single woman in New York. I'm sitting down for my friend Donna.
Why would you stand? You wouldn't stand.
Oh my God, I love it. Oh man.
It's perfect. So that's it. You start with oil, salt of the earth, oil, the onions diced, well diced. And now put some olive oil on top. Olive oil on top. And some salt of the earth. And too bad we don't have any parsley. That, you know, if we had Italian flatleaf parsley, would be beautiful. But it's a recipe for survival. So
and
we're
surviving.
Starving.
We're surviving this.
We're starving.
This snow
See
day.
See you later. Welcome back.